Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson and former Commanders beat reporter Craig Hoffman.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. It's the Take Command podcast. Logan Paulson, Craig Hoffman with you, sitting in our respective chairs before we ascend to the hill and watch practice again today. Minicamp starts a little bit later. Logan, it was pretty funny. I got some feedback. People being like, hey, I'm so glad you specified what the hill was that you were talking about, because Logan kept talking about, oh, we're up on the hill watching practice, and people thought like we were literally on Capitol Hill or something.
No, yeah. Just on a little hill, just a little slope at the practice facility.
Did you ever have to run that hill?
No. You know, they've been running it a lot recently, kind of for conditioning and stuff, but I don't remember ever running that hill one time when I was there. So obviously that's a new addition to the strength conditioning protocol.
Yeah. So thankfully we just get to stand at the top of it. There's one tree that provides a little bit of shade. You know, shout out to that tree. we will review practice on Thursday. I'll be there today. I won't be able to make it tomorrow, but Logan will obviously be there, both days, but we'll have a full practice review, on Thursday's show. Today, as we record this, it is Tuesday. If you are hearing this on Tuesday, my show will be live from Ashburn later today on the radio. So we'll see who can, swing by, stop by and talk about things from both the media side, maybe pull, one of the post reporters in or something like that. And then, you know, trying to get some interviews and things like that after practice today. So, look forward to that. Or if you're listening to this on Wednesday, all that happened and it's on my podcast at The Hoffman Show. Just search that. Okay. Let's get into our mailbag though, Logan, as we get started. And this is, we have a couple, questions today that were more combos of questions. We got these in multiple forms, you know, someone asking about this player, someone asking about this player. So to everyone that asked about tight ends, we're starting with you. And first, we got, you know, some stuff about Ben Sinnott. And then we had someone who also emailed in, Logan, and was like, I'm so glad you mentioned Cole Turner. I can't imagine that they, you know, hearing what you guys were saying about Turner, how he's continued to build up his body, how they've kept him, you know, on the practice squad, that Sinnott would just get the job over Cole Turner. So what have you seen from those guys so far this offseason? And how would we, you know, handicap basically the race for backing up Zach Ertz and the different roles that have to get filled behind 86 as we go into minicamp today?
Yeah, I think that's going to be a really interesting battle to watch as we move forward, because I do think you have probably five guys, because I'm trying to think. It's Colson Yankoff, Cole Turner, Ben Sinnott, Tyree Jackson, and then Cager, right, are the five guys that are kind of the rest of the room. And talk about an interesting group of guys there in terms of pass catchers. I think the one thing that you know, fans kind of maybe sleep on is it's pretty easy, relatively. This is, you know, relative to something else. But like, it's relative to finding a Y, finding a pass catching F in today's NFL is a little bit easier. So I think that one of the interesting things to kind of keep an eye on is who is kind of in that backup Y role. So the person backing up Bates, and if that person has any pass game upside, and then in a game situation, if we are carrying three, they can back up John, and they could also potentially back up Ertz. So I think that does kind of change the parameters a little bit of like what you're looking for in terms of game day player. They also got to play teams. So, you know, obviously if you're looking for teams value, it's Colston Yankoff. And I will say Colston Yankoff to me is really interesting because he's got this nice athletic movement profile. He's very competitive. He's obviously very tough. Like, you can't play teams without being very tough. But I think the thing is like, can he ever become a serviceable inline blocking tight end? Like, he was a converted receiver. They put him at running back. This is like his first year kind of playing full-time tight end, so, or second year. So how does that developmental arc look, right? And then you kind of go through all the guys, and they all have little issues and little warts associated with them. Like, Colt Turner, I think, looks great. The thing that I want to see, and the thing he improved on last year in talking with some people on the staff and just watching the film, is in the preseason, I thought he got much better in line as a Y. And so if he can kind of be a guy that has shown that blocking ability, right, shown that blocking prowess, but also can back up Zach potentially, I think that'll be really interesting to kind of keep an eye on. And then you kind of juxtapose that with Ben Sinnott. And Ben Sinnott is a guy that when you go back and watch, we were talking about this before we got on, when you go back and watch, there's no physical issue with his play. Like, he's fast, he's strong, he's explosive. Like, he can't run every single route that Zach runs, but not everybody can. But in terms of like linear route tree, so post, seam, corner, speed out, speed in, like, he's doing all right with that stuff. In line, he's very physical. As a fullback, he's very physical. I think the thing that pops up with him is just when you're watching back the plays, you're like, this doesn't look like it's right. Like, what he's doing looks like maybe the wrong execution of the play. And I don't know the plays, but there is a question in my mind when I'm watching the film of like, is that where your hat's supposed to be? Is that where the run's targeted? Is that the adjustment you're supposed to make to this front? Because I played a lot of football and I've coached football now, and like, it, the stuff he's doing doesn't seem to make sense. So the fact that you didn't see an increase in play time over the course of the season would lead me to think that his issues kind of reside in that department more. Now, I don't know that for sure because I haven't talked to anybody in the building, but I think that's something that really jumps out to me with him. Like, physically, everything you want is there. It's like, can he get some of that mental side stuff cleaned up? And again, that's why, like, when you look at the back half of that room in terms of names, you're kind of, you got a lot of questions about guys. There's a lot of exciting opportunity, Greg, but I'm there's also some uncertainty about what guys can do and what they're looking for in those. If they keep four, two spots, if they keep three, one spot.
Yeah, the Turner one's interesting because he definitely looks more tight endy than he has. He's always looked like a big wide receiver. Yeah, a big wide receiver. And the problem was he had drop issues. Like, he would get, especially in games, in preseason games, get a bunch of opportunities and drop balls. And you're like, well, man, if your whole thing is I'm a wide receiver level tight end as a pass catcher and you don't actually catch the football, well, that makes it really hard for me to trust you. I'm not going to put you out there to run routes and catch footballs and be a target if you're not actually going to catch the ball. And so I get excitement about Cole Turner because the potential is obviously very high. He still has good movement skills. He's still big as hell. He's actually bigger now. So the stuff that, you know, where last year, you even watch him hit the sled and you're like, oh man, that's, we got some leverage issues here. Can we get that very large frame down and be the low man to win here against a sled, nevertheless, another human being? I think he has definitely gotten better at some of that stuff, and you see him seemingly more on balance and just like more tight end looking this year, which is great. I'm telling myself, maybe this is mean to Cole Turner, but I am not going to get excited about Cole Turner until I see him in preseason games performing well, because that level of pressure is the one where he has, for lack of a better word, folded in the past. And so if you can pass that test, like, I've seen you look good in training camp, I've seen you look good in practice, can I see you look good in a true game situation with football pads on where there's someone wearing a different colored jersey trying to hit you? And if he passes that test, I think we can get excited about Cole Turner. I think that maybe the long play of investing in a guy's development that has pretty rare physical attributes could pay off. Until that point, I'm just going to be like, I'll keep an eye on it and not get any more excited than that when it comes to Turner.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I was thinking about last year with Cole Turner. It was tough because I really thought he had a shot to make the team. I think he had a couple of drops in the last preseason game that I wouldn't even, like, put on him to a certain extent. You know what I mean? Like, one was a stick, like a five-yard out where he sat down and the quarterback threw it wide and he got his hand on it late, but it's like they weren't on the same page. That kind of stuff happens in the preseason game. But I agree. I think you just need to see a little bit more consistency. And I think that was the fun thing about last year with him is you were starting to see that specifically in the run game. Like, I know there was a lot of people that myself included that thought he would never be able to kind of be serviceable in that area, but here now watching him, it does seem like he is serviceable, or based on the preseason game last year. Now in the preseason you're playing guys that are going to be, you know, accountants in a couple of weeks sometimes, but like, that's, you know, at least you got to show you have the ability to do it. The leverages was better, the hand placement was better, so that was really exciting for me to see, right? So yeah, so that's I think he's a really interesting one to keep an eye on, but I agree with you. It's like he's got to prove it. You know, it's the same thing like with Colson. Like, Colson can play obviously great on, like, he was a maniac on teams, but can he do it in the game on offense? And then that's going to change his role. And like, obviously, like, when we're having this conversation now in OTAs, like minicamp starting tomorrow, but minicamp season, like, so much changes. But like, if you can kind of start laying that foundation now as a player, I think that really helps you out moving forward into training camp.
Yeah, I would say the last two questions I have on, or last three questions quickly. Did you, like, Cager and Jackson are interesting, and I'm sure you could talk about them for days because this is, you know, tight end is your position, and you're very intrigued by both these guys. But, like, realistically.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Do you think they have enough to pass these other guys, knowing that they kept four last year and those four are still here? Or are they just intriguing guys to watch in camp and that's probably going to be the end of it for them?
I mean, for me, Jackson is probably the most interesting guy in the room, honestly, because of the physical profile. And I've talked about this with you, maybe on air, maybe off air. I don't remember the exact kind of amalgamation of our conversations, but like, he's just big. He's huge. He's 6'7", probably. He looks like he's 265-ish. He's got long arms. He's got kind of this basketball build. He tracks the football well. And when you have him, like, again, like, when you see him run, like, it's real deal running. It's not like I'm a big guy that's kind of loping and plodding along. It's like, I have suddenness, I have acceleration, I have kind of some basketball-esque movement skill to my background. And I, you know, like, when he hits the pad, like, it snaps. Now, does he always do the right thing in the run game? I haven't watched him closely enough to do that. But he's a guy that I've literally followed since he was in Philadelphia, because I've always thought he was a really interesting signing, right? Because he's got this kind of quarterback, he's a developmental guy. He's always been close to sticking on. He was in New York for a little bit a couple years ago, Buffalo. He's always been close to kind of making it. But never worked out for him. And here, like, maybe this is the year he figures it out and kind of finds his way to a roster. And I'm not saying he will or he won't, but the athleticism, the strength, the body type is something that you just, there's not that many people that look like that and move like that. And so I do think in terms of a guy that could back up both Zach and John, like from a size standpoint, definitely John, from a route movement standpoint, like there's a lot of Zach to his game, which makes sense because they played together in Philly, right? So he's had a lot of mentorship by Zach. So that's the one to me that is like, if we're putting like dark horse candidate to make the roster, I feel pretty good about him. Now he's got to show a lot, kind of in the same way that, you know, maybe we're talking about with Cole, like a consistency, right? A consistency in the run game, a consistency in the pass game. In the two OTA practices we've seen, like the way I think he looks of the guys that we're talking about, he seems to be the best mover of the group at, in the second level route kind of stuff. But again, we talked about how important it is that that third guy be able to do a little bit of both, right?
Right.
Back up John, back up Zach. And can he do the John thing as a converted quarterback? I'm not sure, but he's the guy that gets me really excited. And then Cager obviously is a guy that I loved when he was up in New York, just because he fit kind of this F mold. And he was a guy, I don't know if he was undrafted, but a big converted wide receiver that's put on weight. And I like guys like that. I like guys where you kind of find somebody from a different position and say, hey, let's see how it works at tight end. But in terms of guys that I'm dark horse candidate to make the roster is definitely Jackson for me.
And then I'll just keep it to this to keep us on time. I'll eliminate one of my other questions. For Yankoff, are we overthinking it in terms of his roster spot? Like in that, did he play well enough on special teams that like he, Tyler Owens and Jeremy Reeves and Nick Ballore are like considered the four core special teams guys and they're going to make it. And it's just a matter for Colson of how much do you play on offense based off what you develop? But is his spot, like when we do our 53, should we just go ahead and put him in pen as long as he's healthy because he played that well on special teams? Or is there a gap between, say, him, Ballore, Reeves, and even Owens, who's the fellow UDFA close. Next year?
I personally think it's close. Year. I don't think he's quite as instinctive as those other guys. Those other guys are really, like Revo and Ballore specifically, he kind of falls in the Tyler Owens bucket for me, like just a big physical guy that can run and is kind of fearless making tackles. I think the thing with him in terms of roster spot that gives me a little bit of pause is like, does Dominique Hampton figure the special teams thing out? Does Jordan McGee figure the special teams thing out? Does, you know, Kane Medrano figure the special teams thing out? Like, because now all of a sudden we've talked about that linebacker room. And what if they decide to keep five and one of those guys is a teams guy, you know, or one of those guys like Medrano or Hampton or whoever. One of those three guys is the big nickel, right? And all of a sudden now he's playing 10 to 15 snaps on defense, maybe less, let's say 7 to 15, just to give us an appropriate range there. But the rest is on teams. Like, that's going to affect Yankoff's ability on teams or his viability on teams, right? Because now we've got another body that has a role in the defense that's playing a significant role in that group. So that's where I'd say is, yes, he's an excellent special teams player. No, I don't think it's in pen yet because of we got to see how some of these other guys develop and some of the secondary guys too, some of like the backup safety types and things like that. Like, it'll be interesting to see how that goes. And the other one that's interesting too is like Tyler Owens as an example.
Yeah.
And people are like, well, why does that affect Yankoff? Let's say Tyler Owens becomes your third safety, right? And he's not playing on teams as much. And now all of a sudden you have to keep someone for Tyler Owens, someone in another kind of special teams capacity, and that changes the dynamic as well. So a lot still yet to be determined with that kind of special teams, you know, kind of your special teams guys there. But I think that's going to be really interesting to watch, and I'm excited to watch it at minicamp because I think this is kind of like the first major data point to say, like, these are the roles we see for these guys moving into training camp, and then obviously training camp in the preseason.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.